and their hearts open to receive this word, because we must have your word in our hearts. So I thank you for that, Father. Thank you for the honor of ministering this word. And we give you all the glory and all for it. We're honored by your presence here this morning. We are honored. We are honored. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What I want you to do is turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. Now, I am continuing on the subject of who Jesus is to us. And I believe last week we talked about wisdom. And I haven't finished with that. But what I want to do, I want to move a little further, and then I'll come back and finish the rest that I wanted to share with you concerning wisdom, if the Lord says the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, the 30th verse, it says, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Hallelujah. Now, what I want to do right here before I proceed any further, I want us to read this from the Amplified Version of the Bible, this 30th verse, and then I want us to read it from the New Living Translation. So here's the Amplified Version right on the screen here. It says, "But it is from him, but it is from him that you have your life in Christ, Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom from God, revealed to us a knowledge of the divine plan of salvation previously hidden, manifesting itself as our righteousness, thus making us upright and putting us in right standing with God, and our consecration, making us pure and holy, and our redemption, providing our ransom from eternal penalty for sin." Now, give me that same verse in the New Living Translation, please. Hallelujah. "God has united you with Christ Jesus for our benefit." Listen to this. "For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin." Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So now, I want to, we got some other things we're going to do this morning, today. But I want to share with you a few minutes concerning righteousness. Concerning righteousness. Hallelujah. Righteousness, believe it or not, is misunderstood by many. As a matter of fact, righteousness is misunderstood by many that's not even born again. They don't understand righteousness. It's very important, it's vital that you and I understand righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, well, let me say this before I move on. The reason many misunderstand righteousness is because they believed that there's certain things that they must do to earn God's acceptance. In other words, you know, let me put it to you this way. Some of you've heard this, I'm sure. I remember as a child hearing some folks say, you know, if you want to go to heaven, you know, if you want to be saved, you better fill up the righteous side of the bucket. In other words, your righteous works must outweigh your evil works. Amen. In other words, they would say it this way, and I remember hearing this as a young child. God's going to take your good works, because God's got this scale. You understand? That's what they're saying now. God has this scale, and he will place your good works on one side of the scale and your bad works on the other side of the scale. And if your good works outweigh your bad works, you were welcomed in. But if your bad works outweighed your good works, you were rejected. You went to hell. Now, anybody else other than me ever heard that? Just raise your hand. Yeah, there's a few. So I'm not out here by myself. Praise God. But let me tell you what the Word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Word of God says. Now turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 50, chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. In verse 6, it says, listen to this, but we are all, everybody say all.
All.
But we are all like an unclean thing, and our righteousness are like what? Our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. I have no righteousness of my own. You have no righteousness of your own. In other words, we cannot do enough work to earn our way to heaven. Works has a place, and we got to keep it in its proper place. Amen?
Amen.
Now let's read on. Flip back to the book of Titus. I just want to establish some things here. The book of Titus, chapter 3. And I'll just begin reading at verse 1. It says, remind them to be subject to rulers and authorities, to obey, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior toward man, appeared. Now listen to this. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. You see that? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. How? Through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. Notice, wasn't our works. Now, let's go to one other one, reference. Let's go back a few pages to Ephesians chapter 2. Look at verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You see that? Hallelujah. By grace we are saved. It's by grace that we are saved. God's grace. I want to read it again because I want you to get this in your spirit. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. Nobody will enter heaven boasting about how good they were. Because it's not our righteousness, it's His righteousness. And I grew up as a young man, hungering for God. I won't go into it, but other than just to touch on it just a short bit, but there was a time in my life as a teenager, I thought I was going to die because I was having things going on in my body, body going numb, and I thought I was going to die, and I didn't know I was saved. But I wanted to be saved. So I ran outside. It's Thanksgiving Day, as a matter of fact. I ran outside and looked up to towards the sky and pleaded with God not to let me die because I wasn't ready. Because I didn't know how to be born again. I was taught to do good. Amen? And that's a good thing, right? We all should do good things. We should live a good life. And I thank God He spared my life. I didn't die. I got healed. My whole side went numb. But God healed me of that because I cried out to Him. Because I didn't want to die. Because I wasn't sure where I was going, and I didn't want to take that chance. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But I want you to understand here today that there's God's righteousness. It's God's righteousness that changes our lives. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. In other words, you got to forsake your righteousness and take on God's righteousness. Because our righteousness are like filthy rags. But God's righteousness is holy. Now let me read on. Stay with me on this for a few minutes. I want you to understand righteousness. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Because remember, the Word of God says Jesus has, one of the things he's done for us, he has been made righteousness. He's been made righteousness. Now look at verse 5. chapter 5. I'm going to read verse 17. Let me get there with you. All right, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Listen at this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You see that? If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. All things have become new. That's our old life. Verse 21. I'm skipping down to 21. For he made him. Him who? Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might do what? Hallelujah. Let me read it again. I want you to get this on the inside of you. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen. Jesus is our righteousness. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. So we understand then that through him, through Christ Jesus, we have a right standing with God. But here's what happened too many times, and it's still happening today. Folks are saying, I've got to be good enough to be accepted by God. And that's not what God's saying. God's saying you can't get good enough. You come to me like you are right now.
Amen. Amen.
I've had too many people tell me, Pastor, I tell you what, I'm going to come to God, and I'm going to start going to church, and I'm going to start, when I quit drinking, or when I quit stop doing this, or when I stop. No, you need to come to Christ now. And that's the message that we must carry to the world. You come to Christ right now the way you are, and He will change your life. Because your righteousness is not going to do it. Like the gentleman you was talking about, Tony, that got delivered, wasn't his righteousness. It was God at work. It was God at work. You still here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are not judged guilty by God when we come to Jesus. Remember the song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. And I can stand before you, and you, if you're born again, you can do the same thing. I can stand before you and tell you, I am a righteous person. You listening to me? Yes, sir. I am a righteous person. And when she said, oh boy, he must really be good. He must be doing everything right. That's not what I said. I said, I am a righteous person. Well, what makes you righteous? What He did for me. He that knew no sin became sin for me, that I could become righteous. I didn't say perfect within myself. I said righteous. Because all my sin been laid on Him. And yours too. Hallelujah. Now, I hope you grabbing that. Jesus is our righteousness. See, that's the reason we're called children of God. We're part of the body of Christ. Now, go with me to the book of Hebrews. Chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Now that we know that when we got saved, when we made Jesus the Lord of our life, that we became the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Listen at this. Verse 14, this is Hebrews chapter 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. You still with me? But was in all points tempted as we are, what? Yet without sin. But because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, we are now in the family of God. What are we to do? Verse 16 tells us, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And here's what happens to us too many times. We walk by our feelings. We live by our feelings. We are saved by faith, not by our feelings. So if we make a mistake, if we say something wrong, or if we do something wrong, or if we just need some help, some guidance, some direction, we are told to come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because we are the righteous ones in Christ Jesus. We have been given access to the throne. Because of who we are in Him. Not because of how much money we got, how well known we are. Not because of our giftings, but it's because of Him that we can go come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in our time of need. Yes, Pastor. I hear what you're saying, but sometimes I just don't feel worthy to come before God. No, you need to obey the word of God. But you just don't know what I've done. I made some mistakes. I remind you again, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hey, come boldly to the throne of grace. Father, I blew it on this one. I sinned, I messed up, but I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace because I am a child of God. I've been washed in the blood. I don't belong to the devil anymore. I am your child. Yes, in the flesh I have been imperfect, but I come to you. Now let's take a look at something here. See what the devil will try to do is intimidate you. Look at verse 16 again. Put it back on the screen for me. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4, 16. Okay. Now, I want you to see something. In the natural, we haven't been perfected yet, but we going in that direction, right? Amen. Amen. That's the reason we read the Word of God, we hear the Word of God, we spend time with God so that we can continuously and daily mature on a daily basis. But we are told as children of God, Listen to me. We are told as children of God, even in our weaknesses, even when we have failed, it says, let us therefore come what?
Boldly.
What?
Boldly.
To the throne of grace. To the throne of grace. To the throne of grace.
Amen.
That we may do what?
Hey,
listen. There have been times when I needed some mercy. But if you're going to come boldly to the throne of God, you got to know that you are His child, that I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I am in the family of God. I belong to God. I am in this world, but I am not of this world. So we can come boldly to the throne of grace because He is the God of grace. And we can find mercy, obtain mercy, and find grace to help in our time of need. What the Word of God is telling us here, sometime there is a time of need.
Amen.
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 When someone got on your last nerve and you're about to explode, that's the time to go to the throne of grace. That's the time to go before God. Find some mercy. To get some help. Isn't it good to know that Jesus Himself is interceding for us? Glory to God. He's helping us win, folks. But here's what happened. We want to serve God, but sometimes we fail, we come short, and rather than running to God, we want to run away from God because the devil tells us how bad we are. Devil ever told you how bad you are? Oh, yeah. Amen. Notice my hands up too. One of his tactics is to try to make you feel unworthy. It's trying to make you feel you're not good enough. None of us were good enough. That's the reason Jesus came.
Amen.
That's the reason He came. We live in an earthen body and we have to keep this flesh under. It's work. We have to do it, but we can come to the throne of grace. But the Bible tells us one day, and I don't believe it's very far down the road, that this old earthen body that we're in right now is going to be totally changed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But in the meantime, we can still walk in victory.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we can still live in victory.
Yeah.
10,000 demons can be pointing their fingers at you, but you say, no, in the name of Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
I shared this one time before here in the sanctuary, but my wife's uncle, one of her uncles and Wilhelmina's uncle also, was very sick, and we went to see him. And he's with the Lord now, but we went to see him. And folks was going in and out of his room, you know, talking with him and so forth. So finally I went in, just the two of us in there. And he asked me, he says, James, how's the church going? Now this man was just about to transition, okay? He says, James, how's the church going? I think we're still downtown on the street, weren't we? I think so, I'm not really sure. But anyway, he asked me, he says, James, how's the church going? And I says, it's going good. And then this is what he said to me. Matter of fact, these were some of his last words he ever said to me. He says, I just want you to know something. 10,000 devils may come after you, but they'll never defeat you. You remember him telling me that? I thought, glory to God. You know, I didn't expect that. I wasn't expecting that, you know, but that's what he told me. See, we focus too much on the enemy and what the enemy is doing, when we need to be focusing on what God is doing and who we are in Christ Jesus, understanding that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm in his family. I am God's child. And we need to have childlike faith. And if we skin our toe, don't go running across the road. Putting yourself in danger of being hit and injured even further. No, you run to God. Isn't that what children do? When they skin their toe, they go running to mama. Most time it's mama, sometimes it's daddy. You know, in my household, it was mama. Amen. And I wasn't jealous because my kids have a wonderful mama. Say amen. Amen. They have a wonderful mama, and I have wonderful kids too. We have wonderful kids. But here's the thing. You attempted to run away from God. And to condemn yourself. Romans chapter 8. Let's go there real quick. Romans chapter 8. Put Romans chapter 8, the very first verse, Romans 8:1 on the screen. Romans 8:1. Hallelujah. There is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. There is there now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, in some of the older manuscripts, that second part is left off. But I want you to focus. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Let me ask you a question. How many of you in here are born again? Raise your hand. Amen. Now say this out loud. There is therefore now,
no condemnation
to me
because
I'm in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's easier to serve God when you're not being beat up all the time. The devil constantly. Remember, I told you God convicts, but the devil condemns. The Holy Spirit will, when we get off track, the Holy Spirit, he'll let us know. And when he let us know, we need to obey. We need to make that adjustment. We need to get back on the right track. But the Holy Spirit convicts us. The devil condemns us. The devil tried to make us feel lower than an animal. And we must confront that spirit and not yield to it. And boldly say, I'm a child of God and I'm proud of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the Bible also talks about the fact that he's our sanctification. I'm not going to, because of time, I'm not going to go into sanctification today, but I do want to deal with it. Because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's not a license to sin. You hear me? That's not a license to sin. But just remember this. The devil wants to condemn you. Because when you're feeling bad about yourself, guess what? Your faith don't work as effectively as it would otherwise. So find something to thank God for. Bless his name. And be willing to run boldly to the throne of grace. To find help in any area of life. It don't matter what it is. There's a song, I can't sing it and I'm not going to try, but it talks about the fact that our names are written down in heaven. Our name is written in heaven. If you're born again, your name is written in heaven, and you are a child of God. And listen to this. Because, and I'm closing, but and musicians, you guys, come on. Because you are a child of God, God will help you through anything. He will deliver you from anything. But you got to know who you are. You got to know who you are. I remember early in my Christian life, and I've shared this too, these voices would come to you, not an audible voice, but just you would know it wasn't God. But how you know you saved? 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 Blah, 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 blah. Just torment in my own mind. And God didn't do anything about it until I stepped up and said, "Shut up, devil. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm washed in the blood. And I don't belong to you." And the word of God was activated right then. The word of God tells us to resist the devil and he'll do what? He got away from me. Amen. Because I refuse to doubt. I refuse to doubt. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for righteousness. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord.